Welcome to this version of America Tonight. Joining us, as always, at the top, we like to tee it up with the folks from Talk Radio News. Who better than our pal Ellen Ratner? Ellen, among the things you do, you have a publishing company called Changing Lanes and the great...
Changing Lives,
but it is like changing lanes sometimes.
It is sometimes.
You have the great Bob Ney in your stable, the former congressman. We love Bob. Tell me about his book and the reaction that the Speaker of the House had to it, John Boehner.
Well, in the book, he goes after the Speaker of the House, and he says about the Speaker of the House that, in fact, the Speaker of the House had little sexual liaisons. He certainly left a bar with somebody and then said to Bob, oh, it never happened the next day. Of course, his drinking and then the deal that he made. And then he was asked about that at today at a press conference. He says, well, this is from a disgraced former member of Congress who wants to make up things to sell books.
Of course, yeah, it's called CYA, no matter what.
Exactly.
I love it. Controversy sells. That's not lost on you.
No, it isn't. But the fact is that Bob says he doesn't care whether he sells 10 books or he sells 100 books. He mainly cares about the fact that the person third in line for the President of the United States has a drinking problem.
Yeah, and I think that's great because that he says that in the book, because I think, of, especially with the experience he had in prison, there's no doubt Bob, to me, is authentic as they come, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I would trust what he says. All right, let's move on to the filibuster. Man, Rand Paul and some of his friends finally, at the end of this, 13 hours into the wee hours, what was the reaction in D.C. to the filibuster?
You know, everybody liked the filibuster. They liked listening to all sides of the argument or the one side. They liked the things that he brought up, and they thought that the old-fashioned filibuster had a purpose instead of somebody just putting a hold on a nomination, that it forced them to really put forth what they thought. And most people I talked to in Washington, particularly the press, liked filibuster, believe it or not.
Yeah, I like the filibuster. All right, we talked about this with your man Vargas the other day, the U.N. voting unanimously to increase sanctions for North Korea. I don't think that's a surprise to you after all the nonsense that's been going on.
No, it's not a surprise. What is a surprise is that Russia and China made no attempts to veto it, that they're very much in favor. And, of course, North Korea says that they're going to drop out of the non-proliferation agreement. Treaty, not agreement.
Yeah, treaty. There you go. All right. And then, of course, Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, you know, as I like to call him, he read Holder's letter to the White House press corps. Wow, because, of course, that was the point of contention with this whole filibuster thing, et cetera.
Right. But what he said in the letter was that there would be no people targeted on American soil. He didn't say anything about Americans on foreign soil. And this is what caused the two senators from Vermont and also Jeff Merkley of Oregon to say that they were not going to vote for the CIA director, who, of course, got confirmed today. But that took place. Very shockingly, Senator Leahy said that he was really against this, that he had been stonewalled. Now, for a Democratic senator to say that the White House stonewalled him, that is really quite an astounding statement.
Yeah, I agree with you. McCain and Lindsey Graham, they're, you know, two peas in a pod on most things, and they both weren't so thrilled with the filibuster. They went after Rand Paul, in fact.
That's true. I mean, they went after Rand Paul. They basically said that, you know, he was being ridiculous, that people were not going to go after Americans. Well, no, they're not going to go after Americans on American soil. But as they said, that the U.S. government cannot randomly target U.S. citizens. Well, the issue of drones is not random targeting. It's direct targeting.
Yeah, that's right. Direct targeting is a little bit different. Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, so one of the things that Ellen talked about, obviously, there was the filibuster and the reaction in Washington. Pretty good, except for a couple of senators who weren't on board. We're going to let you hear from John McCain coming up in our next segment. But the Senate voted Thursday, 63-34, to confirm John Brennan, who was Obama's nominee to head the CIA after that filibuster, got some attention, I think much-needed attention, on what's really happening with the drone program and the policy of possibly targeting killings of terrorists who might be American. You know, that if you pull that apart, I've said this on this show, I'm sorry, I have no problem with Anwar al-Awlaki for how much he wanted to slaughter all of us and the hatred and venom that he was spewing all over the place in Yemen and other parts of the world, and how many folks he actually got killed. However, on our soil, sitting somewhere at lunch, a person just accused of terrorist ties, ooh, maybe this, we're going through emails, whatever, that could be dangerous. Absolutely. So I'm completely 100% behind Senator Paul on his feelings about going after Holder for what he had to say in a letter, because it still leaves room for interpretation. So on Thursday, Paul got that letter she's talking about from Holder, where he said the president doesn't have the authority to use a weaponized drone to kill an American not engaged in combat on American soil. Pretty clear. Used a weaponized drone to kill an American not engaged in combat on American soil. So Paul now says he was pretty pleased to have gotten the response back from the Attorney General, and thinks Americans should see the battle in the last 24 hours as something that's good for the country. And I absolutely 100% agree. He got his answer. He got his answer because he made his point, and boy, did he have to really work to make that point. But he did. And one of the things that he did when he was in the middle of the filibuster is he mocked Brennan for saying at his confirmation hearing last month, before the Senate Intelligence Committee, what we need to do is optimize transparency on these targeted killing issues, and at the same time, optimize secrecy, that secret word really got him, and protect our national security. So good for Rand Paul for pushing it to the limit by filibustering for 13 hours. How about that? So we'll definitely be talking about this in this Hour of America tonight. Plus, sharks circling in Florida. It's not in any way, shape, or form some kind of a photoshopped event. But if you go and you Google or Bing or Ping or do whatever you do that you feel comfortable with, whatever you use to search the internet on, and you put in sharks in Florida, man, wait till you see just the amazing amount of sharks that have decided it's time to party in various cities on Florida's coastline. And this is spring break next week, and I would not get in that water. And most beaches are telling people to get out of the water. So what gives? We'll try to answer that question. The sharks in D.C. and the sharks in Florida next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, 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 when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you wanna know me.
All right, I promised sharks here on America Tonight, and you're gonna get sharks. Starting with the filibuster and the reaction to the filibuster in D.C., we've already echoed that now a couple of different times. For the most part, was pretty positive. Not across the board, but for the most part, the reaction was one of, hey, listen, this is the old-fashioned way to do it, and bravo to Senator Rand Paul because he had the cojones, let's say, to do it, because he did, and he stood up there and had a ramble on for a couple of hours by himself and then got a little help from his friends like Senator Ted Cruz from Texas and a few other people that also made their way down to the Senate floor and talked about drones and talked about other issues. So a good job by Rand Paul, without a doubt. And he still has a voice, and that is key. We're trying to get him, by the way, on America Tonight. So John McCain couldn't help himself. He was at dinner with the president, making nice or fighting or doing whatever he was doing. And he took a little bit of a shot at Rand Paul. In fact, a pretty big shot. Take a listen.
What we saw yesterday is going to give ammunition to those critics who say that the rules of the Senate are being abused. I hope that my colleagues on this side of the aisle will take that in consideration.
All right. He softened it a little bit, but what he was talking about is, like he said, the ammunition and what that could be used as, and obviously not very excited about it. I mentioned this for the record, and you can throw in your 2 cents, by the way. Do you think Rand Paul, what he did, mattered on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best? You know, he really pushed the line. He really made the needle move. Making the needle move in Washington, how key is that? And we don't see that very often. And he made the needle move. So on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 really pegging it into the red. I'm going to give him a 10, but not everybody gives him a 10. What do you say? 855-266-5283 if you want to throw in your 2 cents. 855-266-5283. So history-wise, for Paul, the 13 hours to filibuster the nomination of John Brennan to head the CIA, which he ultimately sailed through, what happened there is it ranks in the top 8 of all-time filibusters. We've talked about this, you know, before, and Senator Strom Thurmond, when he was filibustering the Civil Rights Act in 1957, it was over 24 hours, just over 24 hours. So he has the record there. And I think I mentioned this, that he was getting dehydrated and, you know, there he was, Congressman Thurmond, there he was going on and on and on and on, looking for anything he could. So he started to recite historical documents, the Declaration of Independence, and you name it, he was doing it. He was into it. And he took steam baths to dehydrate himself to prepare for the filibuster, because that's what was happening to him. And that way it would allow him to drink liquids but not have to take a bathroom break. So he tried to prepare for that the best that he could. And it eventually obviously passed. But he made his feelings known. 24 hours and 18 minutes. Right behind that, because I got a question here from Gus in New York. He asked me about Al D'Amato. And Al D'Amato, who's right, Republican from New York, had the second longest filibuster. It was 23 hours to be exact and 30 minutes. He stalled an 86 military bill. The bill proposed would have cut off funding for a jet trainer plane headquartered in New York. He also filibustered a tax bill in 92 to protect New York jobs. But here's the interesting part. I was just going over this the other day. The best part of his filibuster, he ended the 15-hour, 14-minute session, and this was the second filibuster he did, with a little song, South of the Border, Down Mexico Way, by Gene Autry. And he didn't quit until the legislation died when the House of Representatives adjourned for the year. How about that? So this guy was known for that. I mean, he also read a phone book and refused water, but instead sucked on throat lozenges to avoid having to go to the bathroom. So that's something that anybody who filibusters is aware of, that they have to kind of prep themselves like a prize fight for staying in the game as long as they can. I think it's pretty wild that Paul did it. He definitely made his point, and hey, listen, he got an answer back, and that's the key thing. He got an answer back. And if only more people would move the needle in D.C., that's what it's about. Whether it's the people who represent us, let's see some of that, or all of us, what can we do to move the needle for the rest of this year? That's what it's about, part of what it's about on America, you know, tonight. I mean, come on, that's what we got to do. If we're really going to change course in a sense and stand up for what we believe in and protect some of the most basic rights we're concerned about, then you got to move the needle. You got to get off your duff and you got to move it somehow. Speaking of getting off your duff, I would have stayed in the sand, and I don't care what anyone says, I would not have gotten in the water. We're talking about mega sharks down in the beaches in Florida migrating up the East Coast, and spring breakers are staying out of the water, and they should, tens of thousands of them. And we're talking about, and I've seen this phenomenon, by the way, mostly black tip and spinner sharks are coming to shore towards swimmers during this migration. You know, people were in the water in Palm Beach, and all of a sudden they look over and they're seeing schools of sharks. You know, that means, I don't care what, you get out. So the sharks really don't necessarily disturb the beach areas, but they get pretty close. If you have a sandbar, the sharks stay a little bit off the shore, and sometimes you have that, but if you don't, and shark sightings aren't uncommon for South Florida beaches. I've talked about this before. Some of the beaches that I've been to, lots of them, outside of Orlando, down in the Space Coast, on the west coast of Florida, and it is common to see that. I think it's pretty scary, frankly, when you see them in the surf. There's just no way I would get on a surfboard because of the whole mistaken identity thing. You know, they think that you're food. They think you're a seal paddling. Oh. And most of them are about 200 yards from shore. They've now counted, researchers at Florida Atlantic University say, you ready for this? They've counted 15,000 sharks. So it's the beauty of living in Florida, I suppose, but also the danger. So the beaches are on high alert. You know what that means? They don't always give you the key to it. So if you stumble onto a Florida beach, you might not understand. If you see a double red flag waving, that's to keep swimmers out of the water because there's just too many sharks. It's a public beach. And black tip sharks are, you know, they only account basically for 20% or so of unprovoked attacks in Florida. But why would you take a chance? You know, of course, why would you take a chance? It doesn't make any sense to take a chance if you see the shark because tangling with them to say, oh, well, it's not a hammerhead. It's not a great white, for goodness sake. I mean, I think it's just a black tip. Why can't I just go in there and why can't I swim? I don't understand what the big deal is. Well, you better be prepared to punch the shark in the nose should it turn and decide to go after you. And also, you know, with legs and arms, as I mentioned this before, and what they ultimately look like, there is a chance of mistaken identity. And of all the times in your life that you do not want to be mistaken for some other kind of sea life, it would be when you're right by a shark. I don't care what kind of shark it is. I don't care what they tell you. And it's probably spoiled some of the vacations for some of these teenagers and college students who were hoping to get some rays, to hang out, have a little fun, flirt with the opposite sex. And I guess you'd have more time to do that. But they're not going to be doing much swimming if the amount of sharks that I just mentioned continue to flood places like New Smyrna Beach. That's a place where a lot of surfers go. That's a place where Ron John, the surf towel, you've seen it, the famous surfboard manufacturer, that's where they're located. Lots of people surf there. So a lot of sharks, when they're migrating, congregate there. All right, keep it here, because on the flip side, we got a little of those odds and ends.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EasyArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EasyArmor costs. and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Close to shore, right off the sandbar, probably 20 yards offshore. On Monday, they were actually almost on the sand. Someone out there in the water splashing around, they're drawing attention to themselves. It attracts the sharks. They think it's an easy meal, something in distress.
Yeah, 15,000 sharks. And to think all those parents of young college co-eds were worried about the predators of a different sort going after their babies. They really got to worry about those sharks. I'd make that call right away. Out of the water, out of the water, go to the pool, anything. Just do not get in the water. And it's funny because I talked to someone at Ron John earlier in the day, and I'm telling you, surfers are unfazed. This is where we continue here on Odds and Ends. Surfers are unfazed by sharks in Florida. When they're out there filming the Discovery Channel, you know, they do their Shark Week, and they've done stories in New Smyrna Beach and some others because of the amount of sharks they've seen. The kids will actually have, like, their heel bit by a shark. You know, they'll take a yank, like, take a little tiny bit of that ankle, and they'll get out and they'll be bleeding and can barely walk. They'll patch it up. Maybe they have to go to the hospital. And they want to be out there the next day because they want to be in the competition, and they are just fearless. They're not worried about it. I think if a shark, I don't care if a shark bumped against me, nicked me, whatever, I just don't believe, as brave as I could be and thinking of myself as a 21-year-old, I just don't think I would get back up on that surfboard. Call me crazy. If any of you listening across this great country have had an encounter with a shark, I'm serious, or you thought you were going to have an encounter with a shark, I want to hear about it. You got to call us. You got to jump on the hotline. We got our man Nathan Reeder ready. He's at the gate. He's there. He's ready to take the calls about sharks in Washington moving the needle, and sharks attacking or looking like they were going to attack you somewhere at some point in your life. He's like a beef eater, but he talks. That's Nathan. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. I'm accused of not giving the number out enough, so there you go. You got my digits. You know where to call. Cop says they have a wetsuit to wear that sharks can't get you. It has a wire inside the suit. Cop grew up in Jersey just like me. What does he know about wetsuits and wires that don't get the sharks? He's a smart guy, so I'm just going to say I'm going to trust him on that one. Yeah, I know somebody that did the shark cage dive thing in South Africa. There's a beach that's one of the deadliest. But people go down in the cages, and they feel pretty safe that they're not going to get torn open like a can, and go down, and the sharks circle the cage and come up close. And I don't know. In theory, that sounds okay. My nephew wanted me to wear a wetsuit, and they had this program at the Florida Aquarium in Tampa, and he wanted me to go in the tank, and he thought it'd be cool to see me swimming around with the sharks, and I kind of passed on that one. I said, you know, I'll do other things. Bungee jump, maybe, rock climbing, but I just don't feel like I want to dive into the aquarium tank and be there with all those species, because even the people who are trained in it, while they smile at the crowds and wave and do little somersaults, I don't know that they're totally comfortable. See, we learn our lessons. How can you control the uncontrollable? We have tame sharks in our aquarium. They do not attack people. But look at those teeth. So please, public, pay $1,000 and don't worry. We'll make sure you're safe when you go in the tank. I mean, you know, every giant fish and species will swim by you, but it's okay. So, yeah, I don't think so. It's just not for me. And seeing those sharks in the waves, like I said, man, I think that ruins spring break. Because it happens one day, it happens another day, then they tell you, oh, no, the sharks they're migrating. They've moved on. Really? Can you prove it? Have you dragged the ocean floor to make sure that it's okay for me to be in that water? All right, there's a weatherman in D.C. who wishes that he was suntanning somewhere, looking at all the girls who aren't in the water because they're afraid of the sharks. And I think this is one of the funniest stories that I've ever heard. As somebody who used to work in the TV business, there is a weatherman named Tucker Barnes. I've actually seen him. He's on Fox 5 in D.C. I think 2 years ago when I was there and they had that wicked snowstorm, I can remember watching him. And anyway, he's getting a timeout for his forecast of the big snow on Wednesday. He was talking about the predictable or unpredictable winter storm and what was going to happen. So he was the fear-monger when it came to the white stuff, in other words, in D.C. I mean, just telling everybody that they were going to get pummeled, hammered. It was going to be awful. And the storm did hit the midsection of the nation on Tuesday. Hundreds of flights were canceled from Chicago to Washington, Philly, and New York. Virginia was clobbered. They lost power. About 500,000 people lost power, homes, businesses, all that kind of stuff. But the Capitol, which was expecting a massive shutdown, thanks to weathermen like Mr. Fox, Mr. Tucker Barnes over there on Fox, you know, they were preparing for that. That's what they do in the Northeast. Oh, you're predicting snow? Well, let's take a snow day, even before the snow hits. People in the Midwest just chuckle at this. You know, the snow is in their face, down their drawers, at their midsection, and they can brave it. They can somehow dig out of the snowstorm. But in the East Coast, if there's even the fear of snow, then flights are canceled, and people aren't going to work. They're already calling in sick. So what they did, and I thought this was funny, I'm getting to it, I promise you, is they made him do a timeout, very clever, so he had to sit in the corner and not do the weather. Because he was so poor at his weather forecasting, they sat him in the corner to let him think about the mistake that he made with his wild prediction of massive amounts of snow that would just blind the people in Washington. They wouldn't be able to get to work, and it would be just a horrific thing. I'll tell you what is horrific, and of all the ends that we ever talk about on this show. This is a sad, sad ending, my friends. Do you know that 80% of recent New York City high school graduates can't read? I thought I was misreading the paper when I was looking at that statistic. I thought, oh, that's got to be, you know, come on, that's got to be an exaggeration. Isn't that an exaggeration? But it's not an exaggeration. It's depressing. How do you get through, high school and you can't read? How's that possible? The basic skills. How would they ever get into a community college even? And the number of kids behind the eight ball, they say, is the highest in years, the highest that they've seen. So they're trying to relearn reading, writing, and math before they begin college courses. It's a disturbing trend, to say the least. It means that about 11, because I wanted to hear the true hard numbers, so you think about this. 11,000 kids who get diplomas from a New York City high school need remedial courses to relearn the basics. So what are you doing with that if you have to go back to the drawing board? I mean, they're just trying to get them, push them through. And think of the teachers' union, how strong it is there. What, you know, teachers don't ever want to take the blame, and sometimes they shouldn't take the blame, but who's to blame for the lack of productivity from these, from the kids that are going to the schools and then just pushing them out? So what are they going to get to do for a living? And even no matter what they do for a living, are they going to be able to really understand when, what their pay means and go through the rigmarole of life when it comes to finances and have it all make sense? I mean, listen, what's the old saying? Those who can't, somebody said to me, those who can't teach. But how about those who can't teach are teaching and, or the administration's not paying attention? I think that if that's the case, well, I used to be against those tests, you know, the academic tests that they take to show what the kids are doing. But maybe there's a reason for that. Maybe I'm just totally wrong. If you're talking about total immersion in a remedial program for people who are graduating high school and expect that they're going to go to some city college, wow, 11,000 or more, that's, there's something really off about that statistic. Somebody is not doing their job somewhere. If they're getting through, how are they moving from one grade to another? How are they moving up the ladder? They should not be able to do that. It doesn't make any sense to me. Boy, this sure would ruin your day, and this is the end of Odds and Ends. It's the morning. You're tired like me. Ooh, sleepy eyes. I always get that little crust when I have to get up too early. Maybe that's too much information. And then I need to go to Dunkin' Donuts or get a cup of coffee. I'm not getting the donuts because I'm trying my darndest to get in the best shape ever, right? So I'll look at the donuts, but I'm not eating them. I'll get a cup of coffee. However, for the people that were at a New Britain Dunkin' Donuts, there was a man who came suddenly flying in, wielding an axe and yelling all kinds of things. He jumped the counter, said he was looking for the two employees who sent him away. He started to demolish the inside of the store with that axe before he walked outside and smashed the restaurant's plate glass windows. Apparently, I mean, they had to use a stun gun on him. Apparently, somebody refused to wait on him, so he was so upset that he came back, and you have to figure there's more to this story. So he came back and he decided that he was going to go after them. Wow, that is unbelievable. In Connecticut. This happened in Connecticut. Ooh, hang with us.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. reputation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. But I have to tell you, it could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Across this great planet here inside the United States and outside of our borders as well, meeting all of my friends from Pal Talk, etc. And I feel like I'm in a disco. You know, when I was in high school, it wasn't about sharks and going to spring break, but it was about the loud music that was thumping in our head constantly. All right, we're at the tail end of this hour for America tonight. And as I mentioned, Nathan Reeder is in for Charles in Charge. And Nathan, in the break, told me an interesting thing. We were talking about I was mentioning the fact that I was stunned that you have to go remedial on these kids in New York who have just gone through high school to try to get them to get into a community college. And Nathan, tell the listeners, you were mentioning to me that you actually graded various tests and you were kind of surprised as well at some of the things that you saw.
Well, that was actually in order to get your degree, your college degree,
right?
These tests, but there's still a lot of remedial stuff. It seemed just like it was more trying to teach standardized tests really got in the way of personalizing tests. these teachers' lesson plans more than anything.
So what's the problem? They need to learn the tests, but then they're not learning the material. And it's, that goes back to what I think is the big problem. When you go to school, isn't it about learning and absorbing some of what you're hearing that you can use later in life, or at least learning history, learning mathematical equations, journalism, you know, whatever it is, pre-law, versus just trying to pass a test? And I think all the way around there's too much of that. I think there's too many people that when they are going to school, that's, you know, that's the goal, because you have to get the money, you're moving to the next level, and you have to get the grades to do that, whether it's moving through and getting another degree or at the college level, or whether you're just trying to get to college. Since we are making the final turn, Hugo Chavez is also making the final turn. His body is going to be put on permanent display. How about that? So for what's happened in the years that Chavez was the man in Venezuela, which, based on so many of the things that I heard about his regime, it's just shocking to me that anybody cares about this guy, and especially we've got actors and directors and former presidents just extolling the virtues of Chavez, who, to me, talked out of both sides of his mouth, talking about the people who were poor and how much help the middle class needed, and doing what, you know, ultimately had to be done is what he would say, and what America's not doing and all that sort of stuff. Any chance he could, dancing on the graves of Americans. But yet, Chavez is a guy who amassed $2 billion and a fortune, and, you know, he was not a humanitarian, folks. He was not. There were so many people that had it rough under the entire watch when things flipped in Venezuela, that to me it seems like denial that there would be any whatsoever, that there would be any huge recognition for him. It reminds me of Franco in Spain. When I went to Spain, I'll tell you what, the guy had an ego the size of Spain and probably the rest of Europe. His place of burial is dug out of the entire side of a mountain. It takes you forever to go up to where he is permanently displayed, we'll say. It takes you forever. You're like walking miles inside this mountain that's all carved out and opulent and has a giant cross on the outside. And you think also of the things Franco did when he was in power. And so how quickly would people forget? Or they hurry up and their wishes are meted out before anybody can say, whoa, 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 whoa. Is this really what we want to do here? Was he really that guy? So his body is on permanent display. And how about this? Jesse Jackson is going to attend Chavez's funeral. Of course. Maybe Sean Penn will hitch a ride. Oliver Stone might go down as well, throw in a Cameron Diaz, and who knows who else. But Chavez gets the love. He gets the love as a socialist dictator. And that's the best way to describe him. He really, really, truly was a dictator, and all you have to do is talk to people that really lived there, not people that read about it, people that lived there. I had a friend whose father lived in Venezuela, a good friend, and talked to the father the few times that he came back to the United States to visit, and he was in the oil business, and he was doing okay, but he eventually got out of there because he decided it wasn't worth it. He thought there were too many scary things that were starting to happen. When I was a kid, I went to Venezuela. And it was before, Hugo Chavez's, it was before his reign, and we went to the Amazon and felt safe. We went to Caracas and we were in the city, and you noticed that there were soldiers with guns, but, you know, I was a kid. I was 5 years old. I wasn't 5, 6, 7. I wasn't thinking about it, but it certainly wasn't anything like life in Venezuela under HG, whose best friends included Ahmadinejad and the Castro brothers. Imagine a conversation with the four of them. I don't think so. Big. Can I say that again? Big story to talk about that we mentioned on our previous show, but it's worth bringing it up again. And, of course, we did discuss this at the top for a few moments with Ellen Ratner, but the White House says the U.S. can defend against North Korea. The U.N. Security Council okayed North Korea's sanctions because there's this threat of, you know, hey, maybe we'll pull out of this armistice. Can you imagine? And, of course, the United States is fully capable of defending against North Korea. The threats from the North Koreans are just in front of a unanimous vote in the U.N. Security Council that I told you about. So North Korea has had 3 nuclear tests in the past year. They've made strides toward the goal of having a nuclear weapon that could threaten the U.S., but would it really have the capability anyway to hit us and with a ballistic missile or a miniaturized nuclear device to mount on a missile? So in the north, they've got short-range stuff that could hit U.S. bases, definitely, in Japan and South Korea. But hitting land in the United States, completely different. Completely different. I mean, we got to take threats seriously, but, you know, the top senator on the Foreign Relations Committee, that would be Bob Corker from Tennessee, tried to draw comparisons to U.S. policy on Iran, where we've warned that we could resort to military action to prevent Tehran from acquiring a nuclear weapon. But North Korea is just as crazy, just as nutty, and even worse with human rights violations or records or whatever. But so what's the deal there? We'll do whatever we can to accept Iran, but not the nut in North Korea. I think there's a couple of comparisons we can make. Even Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, said Iran, you know, in comparing with Iran, he didn't think North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un, could be persuaded to disarm, that the best we could hope for was to delay the development of weapons and the ability to strike the West. All right, I'm going to leave you with a little joke. Are you ready for this? Oh, I've been practicing this one. 2 muffins were in an oven. 1 muffin said to the other, "Ooh, it's getting a bit hot in here, don't you think?" The other backed away in surprise and said, "Oh, my God, a talking muffin."
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. 1 tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled A-L-L-I-C.